Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I get have our good friend Keita Spak back on the show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Keita Spak is our guest. She is not just our happiness expert. She is the happiness expert. She's the communication strategist and the co-author of Tipping Point to Happiness. And she's with us all year long, folks, but what better time to have Keita with us than the day before Christmas? Keita Spak, welcome back.
Thanks so much, Jim. I'm delighted to be here.
And I'm going to try not to say bah humbug, my audience knows I'm a little bit of a Scrooge. I spent 9 years, my early career, I spent 9 years in retail. And, buddy, if you think retail won't ruin you for Christmas... And so that got me started off on the wrong foot. And so anyway, I'm a little bit of a Scrooge only because of the way we've turned Christmas into. What do you think?
I think you're quite correct there, Jim. In terms of the spirit of Christmas, if you remember, Scrooge didn't even care for the spirit of Christmas.
Right.
The whole aspect of generosity, goodwill
right.
towards others, celebrating what one has. As opposed to putting the focus on giving buying
mm-hmm.
and buying gifts. So you, I think, have the spirit of Christmas. You're just disillusioned with what's happening in our society today.
It bothers me when people who have pretty much everything they need buy each other more stuff that we don't need. When there are people who have real needs who don't have enough. Now, I'm not, I'm not trying to save the world here. I just think I'm not being judgmental about what other people do. I'm talking about me and my family. And so I just, I started talking to my family about doing something else at Christmas besides giving adults more stuff we don't need.
Exactly. And you have to remember that where we are, Jim, there's so much emphasis on consumerism.
Yep.
And Christmas, the holiday season, as we all know, was never, never, never meant to be about consumerism, that
mm-hmm.
is, buying. And so the whole point of the matter is you change that within your own environment so that you would be able to celebrate the holiday season the way you felt it was meant to be.
Well, it sure makes me feel better to think that I haven't saved the world. But I come back to the star thrower story. My friend Joel Barker came up with the star thrower story. You know the story about the guy who was throwing the starfish in the sea
yes,
during the time?
Yes, yes.
And the guy walked up to him, he's on the beach throwing baby starfish that had washed up on the shore back into the ocean. The guy says, what are you doing? He says, I'm throwing these starfish back in the sea. He said, well, man, you can't throw all of them back. You know, how could you possibly make a difference? He picked one up and threw it back in the ocean. He said, it made a difference to that one.
Yes, yes. And in fact, if we start with ourselves in terms of how we want our behavior to be, we don't have to ape everybody else out there.
Yeah.
And part of the fact of being happy, actually, is making the decision to be your own person.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know that going to a mall for the next, the last 3 or 4 days or whatever it's been, has been very unpleasant for you, you haven't liked it, you're uncomfortable, you even have a gnawing sense that something's wrong,
right.
then you listen to that gut of yours, because the gut is saying, this is not
mm-hmm.
where my being belongs.
You're out of sync with yourself, aren't you?
Absolutely, you are. You're out of sync. The thing is, the whole business of happiness is it does begin within, Jim. It does not begin by getting
yeah.
that extra present.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, we have some suggestions here. I know what I've done this year is I looked up in the World Vision Catalog, and I'm not endorsing them. I'm using them as
mm-hmm.
an example. That they, for instance, for $60 or $75, you can purchase a cow or you can purchase a goat or
yep.
a chick. for a family in need, and so the family can then raise these animals and actually subsist.
Rotary has a program called the Heifer Program.
It has
a heifer, and that animal turns into a makes, you know, that animal not only provides milk and butter, but it also raises another animal.
There you are. It actually sort of kickstarts an economy that starts within a family, like a cottage industry.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, can you imagine if you're talking to your kids and they say, hey, let's buy a goat for somebody? I think they'd enjoy that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. And of course, in the first world, the idea of buying a cow for somebody or a goat or whatever, that's just the weirdest thing in the world. Because, it wouldn't have been to me when I was a kid because I grew up on a farm. I actually milked cows when I was a kid. But to kids today, it's probably, such a weird thing because it's so far from their existence. But they need to explain to them that this could be not only a happy moment for these families, but a godsend.
Yes. The thing is,
a godsend on Christmas? What about that?
and the thing is, what we're doing here, Jim, we're starting with our own family unit, or our own setting, and we're changing the pattern. We're deliberately changing the ritual or the tradition. Way back when, the tradition and the ritual of holiday time, of Christmas, for those of us who celebrate it, was beautiful, it was simplistic, and it was truly a generous type of time. What has happened, of course, is that ritual has morphed, and that's why you're a little bit of a Scrooge.
Well, and let me tell you something else. As you probably know, more and more adults just swap cards, right? Mm-hmm. I'll just give you a gift card. How much you see a lot of that in families? You know what? If we've come to the point where we need to swap cards, then that other person doesn't need that money. Anyway, I shouldn't be judgmental about what other people do with their money, but all I know, I will say this, since I've been doing this with my family, for the adults, not the little guys, but with the adults, since I've been doing that with them, I'm a happier person this time of year.
Yeah, you feel as if you are, in fact, giving in a true spirit.
And I don't have to know where my money is being used. We oftentimes, not always, but we often give it to organizations that we've vetted to make sure that their administration is in line. We make sure, we check behind them to make sure they do what they're supposed to be doing.
Right.
And hey, Keita, I need your website, please.
The website is KeitaSzpak.com. So KeitaSzpak.com.
All right, so check that out. Quick break. Right back with Keita. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.